You're listening to Encounter, an offering of sacred meditations made possible by listeners like you. Visit our website at encounteringpeace.org to learn more about how you can encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. As a child, I heard that phrase from my father, and I'm sure our children heard it from me a time or two. The truth is, the discipline hurts from both sides. Punishment is both hard to administer, painful to receive, and often only softened by taking the long view. Finding peace in knowing that correction will eventually result in right living and sharing in future hope. But do you view punishment as pain or preparation? I pray this guided audio meditation from Hebrews chapter 12 will help you enjoy being prepared by God. It may be painful at first, but rejoice in the promise that there will soon be a peaceful harvest of right living. These next 15 minutes are a gift for you to surrender to the will and way of God. So allow your mind to settle, your breathing to relax, and your eyes to shut without effort. And for this next moment, be still as you surrender to the preparation of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time by listening and replying to this passage from Matthew chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, prepare me to share in your holiness. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. You will be perfect, growing into spiritual maturity both in mind and character. And Heavenly Father, please prepare me to share in your holiness. You will be actively integrating godly values into your daily life. So Heavenly Father, please prepare me to share in your holiness. And you will become perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So Heavenly Father, please prepare me to share in your holiness. For these next few moments, accept the developing work of God. Be prepared to share in his holiness and the peaceful harvest of right living he is training you for. Do you turn away from punishment? Do you wince at the childhood images of being disciplined? Well, that's certainly human, but note for a moment how your body responds when you are being corrected. Rather than discipline, what about training? Lifting heavier weight? Running a bit farther than you did before? Even if it doesn't hurt today, it will hurt tomorrow, won't it? But how do you feel the next day? Do you feel stronger? As you center on the training and the discipline of God, Does your mind ever drift back to punishment and pain? That's understandable. But rather than thinking of it as punitive judgment, center on it as training to improve. Center on correction as guidance. Center on discipline as preparation. Scan your body and mind for any thoughts blocking you from progressing towards sanctification. What emotions are keeping you from His desire to make you holy? Whisper, Heavenly Father, prepare me to share in your holiness. Allow the words to become your centering prayer. Center also on your breathing, bringing attention to each breath. Each deep inhale bringing renewal. Each slow exhale releasing darkness. Each breath in bringing holiness. Each breath out, by God's grace through faith in Christ, releases sin. With your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose from your belly. Hold it. Now slowly release it by blowing out through your mouth. Stay centered on your breathing and the sacred words, Heavenly Father, prepare me to share in your holiness. Continue as God's word prepares you to be transformed. Listen to this, the first of three scripture readings from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. And we'll begin in the New King James Version. Listen carefully to these inspired words and how they apply to your growth and preparation. To my companion in Christ, I realize that no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to you when you've been trained by it. Which words seem to open your mind wider to the presence of God? Listen once more for how your perspective is changed by this verse. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. What in this passage resonated most deeply? Allow this next minute to be a time to surrender to the discipline of God and accept the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New Living Translation. Our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. In fact, it's painful. But afterwards, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. What truth in this reading gave you the most joy? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the words guide you to a deeper application as you listen once again, now from the New International Version. God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. But later on, however, it does produce a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most enjoy about God? Well, let these reflections move you now without effort into a time of prayer with God. For this next minute, surrender your heart, your mind, your soul and spirit in prayer to prepare for His holiness to abide in you. Continue in imaginative contemplation with your eyes closed. I want you to see and imagine an Olympic gymnast competing on the balance beam. The very image of grace, power, and strength in motion. Her control belies the years of preparation for this moment. The ease at which she moves down the beam disguises the hours she has spent training in the gym. Her strength is the result of her coach's guidance. Each mistake, a chance to learn. Each fall becomes a moment to improve. So consider, how might God be training you to be more like Him? How is the Holy Spirit guiding you towards righteousness? And how is God preparing you to be with Him? Take this next minute to ponder your progressive path towards holiness. Rest here in closing, centering on how God is preparing you to be with Him. Celebrate your training. Rejoice in your divine guidance and be amazed by your growth. And be mindful, too, of moments that God may use you to help Him train and guide another. Look around. Who around you is He preparing for eternity? Now receive this prayer of benediction to remember that no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to you when you've been trained by it. So may you know the training of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and be reminded of your preparation by God now and forever. As you whisper without ending, Heavenly Father, prepare me to share in your holiness. Amen.